The Lord be with you. Welcome to chapel. Today we have the privilege, or I have the privilege of introducing to you Professor Deb Van Dynen. Deb is, She is a professor in the education department, and I'll actually allow her to introduce herself more. So I'm going to pray and then we'll have Deb. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may the words of Professor Van Dynen's lips and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you. We pray this in your gracious name. Amen.
I'm so honored to be here today. Thank you for having me. In the senior seminar class that I teach this, that I'm teaching this semester, we've been reading a book by Neil Planninga. It's called Engaging in God's World. One of the chapters in the book is about longing and hope. I loved reading it. In the chapter, Planninga talks about the importance of identifying the things in our lives that we long for. Maybe it's being reunited with a happy time, or a lovely place, or a good friend. We long for these things because we want to get back or to get in. Planninga's discussion about longing struck a chord with me, and so I thought it might be a good topic for this chapel talk. In addition, given that it's March 26th and it's still snowing, I thought that talking about longings, yearnings, and deep desires, perhaps you have a deep desire for spring, it might also be an appropriate and timely talk. For those of you who don't know me, I have to let you in on something. It actually explains a lot about me. You see, I was not born in this land of stars and stripes. I grew up in a land of maple leaves. A land that is as diverse as its people. A land of loonies and toonies. And of hockey, hockey, hockey. The picture behind me is a picture of me in my glory days as a hockey player just before I got cut from the Olympic team. Here in the US, the proud and noble bald eagle is the national symbol. In my beloved motherland, it is a beaver. I dare say it's equally noble and proud, but you might disagree. Where I grew up, we say sorry and Zed instead of Z. We elect prime ministers instead of presidents, and we live in provinces instead of states. We wear toques and sit on Chesterfields. We skate and sled and enjoy winter for many, many, many months. The picture behind me is of me and my sisters, and I think it was taken in May of 1988. I'm the one who kind of looks like a Ken Barbie doll in that picture. There's a reason I grew out my hair. You see, in my country, we don't long for spring until at least June. Anyway, I long for this land. I miss watching Hockey Night in Canada and hearing French on the radio. I yearn for eating Smarties, reading the National Post, and being able to ask for a double-double in a coffee shop. Maybe this longing for the motherland seems a little silly to you. After all, I've lived here in the United States ever since I graduated from the college that shall not be named. I'm married and I have my own family. John, my husband, and my four darling children were all born here in the States. They're really lucky because they get to sing along with Bruce Springsteen that they were born in the USA. I always had to change that. It doesn't sound quite right when you say born in Canada. Anyway. I never thought this would happen to me, but just last summer, I became an American citizen. My family disowned me, but that's beside the point. So despite all of this, though, I still find myself longing and yearning for home. When I think more about it, though, I realize that my longing for home is rooted in the people who taught me what home, in its richest sense, can mean. My parents and four siblings and I all live far away from each other, and actually none of us live in the same province or state. I miss them terribly. I long for us to be together more often, and perhaps those of you who are able to spend time with family over spring break and are missing them right now, perhaps you can relate to my longings. I long for home with my family because I loved home as a kid. It was a crazy home, to be sure, but it was mine. You see, both my parents were teachers, and they seemed to seek out every opportunity to extend the classroom into our family life. Family vacations were extended field trips with required journal writing and final projects. I was usually assigned to make the family scrapbook. Dinnertime devotions often ended with quizzes. to see how well we listened. And I recall quite a few competitions to see who could recite all of the books of the Bible in the shortest amount of time. As I tell you, my family explains a lot about me. That wasn't all, though. Imagine a Canadian version of the Von Trapp family singers. A few less kids and a lot less talent. In the first generation Dutch-Canadian culture I grew up in, group gatherings, weddings, anniversaries, birthday parties, they were opportunities for skits, songs, and games. And my parents loved to get the five of us up on stage and have us sing songs for the crowd. Our most popular act involved the singing of "I'm Bringing Home My Baby Bumblebee," so very appropriately followed by "Now Thank We All Our God." Home was a place I felt loved and cared for. It was a place of security, of rest, of provision. My family, and particularly my parents, modeled for me what it meant to live and love deeply in a broken world that Christ has redeemed. I long for this sense of rootedness for my own children and family. I desire for my home at 82 West 12th Street here in Holland to be a place where love and laughter and joy are present. Perhaps you can't relate to these longings for home, because homes aren't always places of deep joy and love. They can also be places of deep hurt and pain. The reality remains, however, that we all have our longings. We long for things in the past and for things in the future. I remember in college how I longed to get married, to have kids, to get my first teaching job. When we stop to think about it, though, our longings are ultimately unfulfillable. The reality is that we change. Places change, and other people change. While I long to be back in the motherland, I'm not sure I'd be any more content there than if I continued living here in the United States. And while I love my siblings and parents dearly and long to be with them, usually about a week with them is enough to satisfy my longing for them. The deeper truth about our longings is that nothing on this earth can finally satisfy us. And while some might see this as terribly depressing, I think it's the other way around. You see, our longings help point us to something larger, to the fact that we were created for something more than our broken world can give. Our final joy lies beyond the walls of the world, as J.R.R. Tolkien put it. Ultimate beauty comes not from a lover or a landscape or a home, but only through them. We naturally long for these earthly things, but they are not our final good. They only point to what is further up and further in. Our longings can point us to God and can bring us closer to Him. In the words of St. Augustine, "Because God made us for Himself, our hearts are restless until they rest in Him." Instead of trying to quickly satisfy or ignore our longings, I think that cultivating our longings can help us live more fully into who we were created to be, Christ followers, who work to bring glimpses of shalom into the world. And this, my friends, is one of the beautiful things about being at a place like Hope College. Your liberal arts experience here is designed to help you expand the number of things that excite your longings, things that are true, pure, and worthy of praise. The visual arts, music, drama, poetry, friendship, and for my beloved education students, a beautifully designed lesson plan. As I look back on my years of longing for home, I realize more and more what a gift this longing has been for me. And of course, I haven't always felt it as a gift. I remember crying on the phone during my one weekly phone call with my parents during college and feeling so homesick. I remember feeling angry when I had to quit my high school teaching job in the middle of the school year because my work visa had been delayed. And my students from last year will remember how much I complained about the bureaucracy of the U.S. citizenship process. That test, you guys, was very hard. And yet, my longing for home and to find a home has prompted me to find home and family in ways I never expected. There was a time in my life that I swore I would never marry an American or live in West Michigan or become a teacher. Those are stories for another time. But I can honestly say I never thought I'd find a home and love finding a home here in Holland, Michigan, and here at Hope College. John and I have learned to rely on our church family, our neighbors, our community of friends, for many of the expressions of love and support that we need in our daily lives. We've learned to be gracious receivers and have learned so much from our relationships of people here. Longing for home has also changed the way John and I travel and experience the world. Before we had kids, John and I quit our jobs and traveled for a year by bicycling in Southeast Asia for 5 months and living in an intentional Christian community in downtown Atlanta for 4 months. In both of these experiences, We delighted in feeling at home in some of the places we visited and being grateful to people who welcomed us in as strangers. Longing for home has made us much more aware of and empathetic toward the stories and experiences of other people who are away from home or who have struggled with visa or immigration issues. This has prompted us to try to make our own home an hospitable space for others, a place where strangers, friends, and those who are looking for a home can be met, known, and loved. Currently, our family dinner times are more like cafeteria food fights, and I also struggle with wanting my house to look perfectly clean and tidy when guests come over, but we're working on hospitality as a goal for our family. Hospitality is different than entertaining. When we offer hospitable spaces in our homes, our dorm rooms, the houses we share with colleagues at Hope, we focus on relationships instead of on how things look. Longing for home is part of my story and my testimony to God. You have your own. May you lean into your longings. And as we leave chapel and go about our day, may we all, my friends, be a people who grow into our longings for things that are true, pure, and worthy of praise. May these longings point us to God, and may they prompt us to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. Grace and peace.